Man, fuck them Cowboys.
The play calling. Who runs down the field with no timeouts and 14 seconds left?
McKellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Everybody, welcome to season 2, episode 11, Flags and Fouls. And that is a sentiment of really all of us right now, except for Sean, who actually picked the Niners to go all the way to the Super Bowl, even though he knows better. But he got that first round pick back. He's the only person to be perfect. I'm Nathan Bowles, here with Sean Cordy, Jose Duran, and Omer Loya.
Hello.
Let's actually talk about that playoff challenge. let me get everybody set. Sean, now everybody got 5 of the 6 right, at least, because it was a really chalky weekend. It was honestly not a super weekend at all. There were 2 good games, and one of them was pretty low quality. So it was more like half a game was good, maybe. Bengals Raiders wasn't even that good. It was just a bad weekend. Bills had an amazing performance, so we could, you know, whatever.
The Bills had, like, the first perfect offensive, like, what is it? Offensive drives?
It was a perfect offensive game. No failed fourth downs, no field goals, no punts. It was touchdown, touchdown, touchdown all the way to the last drive when they kneeled it out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was amazing. First NFL drive to do that. There's only been, I think, 1 or 2 at the college football FBS level. I think 1 at the FBS level. There's been 2 at the Division I FCS level that have done that. So, I mean, it's an amazing achievement. So Sean has 6 because he got all of them right. Still has a chance for the perfect bracket. Omer, Jose, and I all have 5. The problem is Jose and I are busted a little bit because them Cowboys losing and we looking like clowns out here now.
Man, it's the only team that lost at home, bro. Y'all suck.
The only team that was at home, the favorite in Vegas. They didn't even cover. The only favorite in Vegas to not even cover the spread, much less not even win.
So, bruh, at least the Mavericks are good. That's why I watch basketball more for now.
Honestly, yeah. The Cowboys are probably better than the Mavericks. So, I mean, I'm just going to say it like that. That's what's kind of rough.
But we don't have a Luka in football.
I mean, y'all do have a Micah Parsons. It should. That, Micah in my Parsons. Opinion, maybe should win Defensive Player of the Year. I believe that. Like, I believe in that.
But he's not.
And y'all's defense, that Cowboys defense, was actually fine.
It carried, bro. The
offense, here's the thing. That offense has so much talent.
The offensive line
showed its head. I get that Niners defensive line is really good, and they were. The pass rush was really good, and you got to give them credit where credit's due. But, like, man, like, Dak is out here running for his life. I don't know how he didn't get sacked more. I don't know how they – I mean, you can say run the ball. They only got, like, 1 yard before contact.
Yeah, bro. That
didn't
was
Bosa only play half the game?
Yeah, that was the other problem.
Yeah, he like and almost broke his neck in the third quarter.
Yeah,
that's insane.
What's it called? Yeah, but it was the O-line. The O-line was horrible. It honestly reminded me of the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Like, that's how bad it was.
At least y'all had
It was somewhat close. And yeah, that second half it didn't quite feel that way because at least there was some offense going. Excuse me, but. Yeah, it did actually have that feel. Honestly, outside of that first drive, the Cowboys defense held the Niners a lot of bend but don't break after that of the first half, lots of field goals, and then pretty much shut them down the second half.
They got important pick.
Yeah, he did. That I mean that was huge. That led to a touchdown.
Almost didn't.
I want Brian Flores.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure I want Brian Flores. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Kellen Moore, I don't know. I mean, that was a rough game. That was a rough play calling game. I want to know whose responsibility that was, especially on the last one. I'm interested in a guy like Arbienemy. I'm interested. I mean, I don't know. I know Mike McCarthy hadn't lost his job yet, but you do have to wonder about that because there's been a lot of issues there. Now, what I want to get to first, before I forget, is that Sean not only is number one, but if the Bengals beat the Titans, which is actually pretty possible, and the Niners somehow beat the Packers on Saturday, Sean wins a whole playoff challenge.
Holding.
Sean just wins. Sean walks off, essentially wins in the middle of the second quarter.
But how'd you like the game pick, Sean? Yeah, exactly.
Well, like the Cowboys. Yeah, regular season obviously doesn't matter.
Hey, that's for real, though. That's for real.
At least we made the playoffs.
John Ted is in the right place.
And
yeah, no, we don't care about the regular season.
Okay, all I'm gonna say, is if the Cowboys do what they did with their defense this offseason, if we do that with our O-line, we should be pretty okay for next season. Did
and rebuild that whole line in one offseason.
That was wild. That was wild that they did that. Their tackles are still a little iffy, but that inside, they signed Joe Tooney, who's great, the other right guard, and their center, Creed Humphrey, that dude got snubbed from the Pro Bowl. That rookie, he should be like all pro. I think he is.
What's it called? Well,
that dude?
They also got
the Cowboys rebuilt their whole defense in an offseason, so I'm pretty sure they can try to do it with the O-line.
You would hope.
Yeah, well, a lot of that was also, you know, hiring the right defensive coordinator.
Dan Quinn is
probably Mike Nolan never should have. Well, even if Dan Quinn won there, like, I feel like it would have just been at least better because, like, Mike Nolan never should have gotten the job. Like, you want to, I mean, that was a bad hire from the start.
I want McCarthy out. Trash.
All the Cowboys fans going to be calling for his head.
Hire me, bro. I took the Jaguars. I feel
like Brian Flores would be nice on the Cowboys, though.
Yeah, because he took a dumb Miami team, bro. Like, stupid dumb to, like, 3 wins when they should have won anything. And then he, got a winning record on, like, the last 2 seasons with a broken quarterback and Fitzmagic. Like, who does that?
Well, yeah, and I think what you do have to worry about is because here's the one thing is head coaching is about relationships, and there is a problem in the NFL when you only have one black head coach left on 32 teams. That's a problem.
And it's Mike Tomlin. It's not like it's just a coach. It's Mike Tomlin. Tomlin.
But he's like really successful.
And it's also the Steelers.
Yeah.
But it has helped that he's never had a losing season. But I do think Steelers are a little different.
And Chase Young was standing next to him in the sideline. He was like, you need to lose a lot of games to get someone like you.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, that is kind of thing. Like, David Culley getting fired. Like, I'm not sure he was a long-term answer either. But it's like, from the start, it felt like they just kind of hired him just to fire him later. It just didn't feel right. It's like, man, this dude got this sorry-ass team. I mean, no offense to the players personally. It's just the talent ain't there.
Yeah,
like, got him to 4 wins.
Yeah, he was all right. I did not expect 4 wins from the Texans, but he did all right. I'm not going to say he was great, but he could have
been more.
For sure had one more season, bro. Yeah.
He had some time management issues, some clock management issues. There were some issues. There were some issues with star players and stuff like that, but like...
You can't fire a coach after one season unless it's Urban Meyer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And the Jaguars felt season,
that means he was just there for like just to sub in that spot. Just to fill in that spot.
Oh, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But...
I'll be disrespectful.
The thing with Brian Flores is like...
He's daddy.
In a way, I get where he should have been fired. I just feel like other coaches would have been given more of a leash. And I feel like if he had a better relationship with the people above him, he would have been fine. Which shouldn't be all that matters. Like, here are the reports that I do see as somewhat red flags. He is a Bill Belichick disciple. Which, none of them really do that well as a head coach. For some reason.
Which is weird, bro. Like, they all failed.
They all try to be too hard. And honestly, Belichick is hard, but he ain't that hard from, like, what you hear from players
whoa. How do you know he's not that hard, bro? Chill, bro.
Pause.
Ew.
Hey. But, I mean, like, no, I can't even say that. That was rough, right, either. I got to figure out a... Okay, take that word out if y'all are going to think of it like that, okay?
The one coach...
He's not that harsh on his players.
That was of Belichick was the one who went to the Lions. Was it... What is it?
Matt Patricia. That was bad, bro.
That was bad.
I love Dan Campbell, though. I love Dan Campbell.
And you know who was the coach before that? Jim Caldwell. Yeah. You know what his last season was? Like 9-7 he got fired? Matt Patricia like, watch this.
And I thought he was going to be really good, to be honest.
No, and then it's like that whole thing with the Patriots coaches and stuff. Belichick, like from reports, it's like, yeah, you can show up in like pajamas, bro. Just like, don't be late and like pay attention. Like, he don't care. He don't care what you do out of the field. Like, he's not, treats you like an adult still. Like, I mean, yeah, Brady got tired of it, but Brady also was there like 20 years.
Facts.
You know, I mean, that's right. A long time to be with anybody. So, yeah, he just got tired of it. That happens.
And didn't Belichick want Garoppolo instead of Brady at one point? But that's why they traded him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there are reports that he was ready to move on.
It's because Garoppolo was sexy, though.
Just because he was like 20 years younger.
Yeah, no, we thought he, man, you got to realize Garoppolo was drafted in 2014.
That's crazy.
And we thought he might become the successor of Brady. I mean, second round pick, so you don't completely know, but might be the successor to Brady. That was 2014. This man's still going.
Yeah, bro. Brady was about to win. Like, he's
in how old is Brady? In his late 30s?
Mid 30s. Yeah, mid to late 30s.
Yes. Man, I've never seen y'all so clear besides Sean. Sean, your Wi-Fi tripping. But everybody else, I can because, see it. It's so clear.
Ethan, it's a lot better here than the Wi-Fi is. And I'm upstairs.
Well, I'm not using Ethernet from my laptop.
Jose's so clear. I ain't seen Jose that clear on a screen in a long time, bro. Like,
I can count the hair.
Even like the FPS is good. FPS is nice too. It's just like it's so smooth when he moves. Yeah, see, even when he's slurping, it used to be like cut. It would like cut in the middle of the screen, and then like sometimes it would cut out. You don't even know what happened.
Where's Peter Parker?
Bro, he's missing, bro. It's been 5 days.
Can I talk about this?
Yes. Maybe he listens to the thing and he'll show up, bro. So, Peter, are you? Peter.
So, bro, like, Jose's supposed to have a roommate at Texas A&M, right? He's now in Aggieland, finally. His roommate is not showing up. When did you move in? Like Thursday?
I moved in on Friday, and they told me my roommate was supposed to move in on Thursday, so the day before me. And I was like, he's probably just late. It'll be fine. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, didn't show up. Sorry, classes on Tuesday. He's not here, bro. Peter.
This is as of Tuesday at 2:02 p.m. If he shows up by the time we post this, I will update you. But it seems like he ain't here, even though his fridge is still there, isn't it?
Yeah, his fridge is in here, and he has like 3 bottles of maple syrup just in there, bro. I'll show you right now, bro. That's
maple
hilarious.
Syrup. Yeah. Show us. I'll put this on the highlights on YouTube. Oh, hold on.
Wait, he left his fridge?
Yeah, he left this. That's his fridge. My fridge is over here.
That's crazy.
That's my fridge. But yeah, oh, hold up. The mic. Okay.
You think you dropped out or like?
Nah. But look, it's full of maple syrup.
What? At least you know what you ate for breakfast.
Like Caitlin has his theory that he's Canadian because he also has like on the closet, there's like some
hockey pads.
There's some witch hazel. So I'm like, he's probably
witch
Canadian.
Hazel? Yeah. What's that? Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that. Yeah, okay, I don't know what that is either. We're gonna have to inspect that. I'm gonna have to inspect this video after and be like, "What the hell is witch hazel?" Hold on, actually, we got Google.
I was about to say, how much
is witch hazel? Witch hazel. Okay, witch hazel is according to Wikipedia, a genus of flowering plants.
That's
three species in North America, one each in Japan and China. The North American species are occasionally called the winter bloom. What does witch hazel do? Okay, I can buy that Dickinson's witch hazel. I can buy that for $6.80 on Amazon right now. $6.80 on Amazon right now. Some people apply witch hazel directly to the skin for itching, pain, and swelling, eye inflammation, skin injury, mucous membrane inflammation.
Damn.
Vaginal dryness after menopause.
Vaginal dryness.
Veins,
he had it.
Hemorrhoids, bruises, insect bites, minor burns, acne, sensitive scalp, and other skin irritation.
You couldn't get away.
That's from WebMD.
Okay, but
I mean,
yeah.
Do
y'all think I should probably report it to RA so they can like try to contact him see if he's okay?
Yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, you should just go check on him.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give you an update. Jose didn't get back to me. Jose did, but then I wanted him to record it. But anyway, we found Peter Parker. Okay. As the title tells you, like, we found him. So he's good. It's all good. He just just wasn't able to be in there at the time. I don't know. It's it's somewhat complicated. We'll get as much updates as we possibly can, because this story's been funny to us for a while, because this has been going on for like almost a week. So that's it. Everybody have fun. If you're listening to this on, if you're watching this on YouTube, go listen to the rest of the episode or go watch some other highlights. And if you're on the podcast, just, well, you know, keep listening. Don't overthink it, Chief. All right. Have fun, guys.
Yeah. Sean's been frozen.
Yeah, for like the last 3 minutes, I've noticed that. I was like, my mind is just cheesing.
So Sean, go ahead and refresh for us.
Did he hear all of that, though?
Oh, yeah, he heard it. I think he heard it. Because
that vaginal dryness is serious.
No, yeah, I mean, that's serious. That's tough.
That's tough.
Oh, my God, bro, that ain't cool, bro. Bro, I just got that.
What?
Hey, Sean, did you refresh?
Can y'all hear him?
I can't hear him.
Me neither.
That's tough.
Yo, that's funny, though. I'm surprised.
A hush falls over the crowd as we wonder.
Omero said, me, Capricorn?
Yeah, no, I noticed that on the story. He's like, me, Capricorn. I love me.
Was that me, Capricorn? What the heck?
That's crazy.
Wait, I was like, wow. I was like, shook.
Okay, fine. I think Sean's dead.
Do you want to end this one and then start again?
That may be the...
So you get like the next 30 minutes of time?
Yeah, that's rough. Okay. Yeah, we just gonna stop.
Man, now it's Sean's Wi-Fi tripping.
By frozen, I mean, I know. On God, bro. Why you gotta pass it on?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
They said, put some respect on my name.
Oh, God, bro. Yeah, okay. Sean has some technical difficulties, so we had to get back in. His Wi-Fi was cool.
It's just the arm on this.
I'm back now. I have Ethernet now.
Okay.
Ethernet. I love that word, bro.
I can see him clearly now.
Yeah, no, how was class, was it?
Okay, so I had my first day of class in actual university, like set up. And it was ESET 210, which is circuit analysis. And it was pretty dope. Like, we didn't do anything. I'm not even going to cap. We just went in there and the teacher started reading the syllabus. Like, it's syllabus week. And the teachers was pretty cool. He's like, I have four companies in Houston. They all make me a pretty good amount of money. Then I got bored and started teaching again. My wife got a bachelor's in engineering. Then I met master's in engineering, and then a PhD in engineering. And then she noticed engineering wasn't her thing, so she went to pre med, and she is a radiologist now, and she pays for everything.
Engineering degrees, she realized it wasn't for her.
Yes.
Three times.
Yeah, and then he was like, well, that's enough about my wife. Let me tell you about myself now. He was like, I got a bachelor's in engineering, master's, and then I got bored and I did a PhD in engineering. And my final project for my PhD was I made a glass heart with turbines, and I put it in a cow, and it survived for 9 months. And then I got bored and I started four companies that are in Houston. And yeah, we have 150 acre ranch, and we just bought 100 acres last month, and we're probably gonna buy 50 more. I'm chilling.
Big chilling.
Big chilling, bro. Yeah, you teach a bunch of kids that are like drowning in debt.
No. That's not even the most badass part, bro. He was like, okay, just start off. I fucked with all of y'all. He didn't say that, but he basically said, I fucked with all of y'all. And he was like, I'm gonna give you my phone number if y'all need any like help with like school. Paying for stuff, if you get in trouble with the law or anything, just call me, because there's very little thing money can fix, and y'all don't have money, but I do.
Real. That's nice.
That's really, I got you. Yeah. We gonna come on next week and be like, well, Jose gonna be like, yeah, I got into some shit, but that motherfucker got me out. We good.
He's my professor bet me out.
That's basically it. Yeah, he's pretty cool. But that's the only class I went to today.
Okay, okay.
Nice.
I got broadcast journalism in a little bit.
It was at 8 a.m. though, so that sucked, and I couldn't go to bed last night.
I hate you. You're gonna have to get melatonin.
No, I don't have melatonin. I have that good shit, bro. I had that good shit.
I got that NyQuil on deck.
Ow, bro. You have to be careful with this, though, because this is basically lean, bro.
It really is, bro.
Yeah. Please use these things responsibly. I think we have to, I think we probably need to.
Oh, no, I do. I have a lock on it.
That's crazy.
Please use any substances that you use responsibly.
Unless it's 2 a.m. and you can't sleep, then take two cups. When it says just take one.
I'm not sure I personally endorse that legally. I'm not sure I can. I think that gets funky. It gets very funky.
Start tasting
cups. Oh, man. Okay. Man, I forgot. These NFL playoffs, you know, we're wondering where is Peter Parker? Well, where were them Cowboys?
You know where the
Cowboys?
Now we
just got to figure out.
Where were those Cardinals? This is the real question.
Where were those Cardinals? The Cowboys, I take that back. The Cowboys showed up. They're just were kind of head asses. Yeah. They got penalized every other play.
If the Cowboys had another quarter, bro, they probably would have had it.
Oh, yeah. Same with the Cardinals game.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No. Like when they played the Cardinals, when the Cowboys played the Cardinals, same situation. But yeah, no, the Cardinals Monday night. Bro, that was rough.
Look,
there's a perfect that flag, that white flag in the third quarter.
This is exactly how I was feeling when I was watching the fucking Cowboys game and I saw Dak run through the middle when we had like 10 seconds left. This is exactly how I felt. I'm out of time. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a weird play call, though. Like, when you really think about it.
It was a dumb play call.
It was.
If you had a little bit more time on the clock, it would have worked.
Yeah, it would have worked in, like,
that little time.
In, like, college football.
Like, I'm not going to, like, 100% blame the refs, but, like, what the hell was he doing all the way in the back when Dak was all the way in the front? Like, they wasted more time. Him, like,
yeah, that's true. He could have
shown a little more urgency.
He could have, but at the same time, if you're having to rely on the athleticism of a ref, that's kind of
hard. I read something earlier. And it was like, if the game was like that close in the end, then it's like you can't really blame the refs. So you got to blame yourself. You know what I mean?
For sure.
14 penalties as well. It's just like,
those penalties are bad.
And Dak took responsibility. I didn't like his throwing stuff when he kind of endorsed the fans.
He was that credit to them.
That was like. Bruh, you need to chill.
I think he was
like,
joking. I didn't think he went like for real.
He kind of doubled down, and I don't know. We'll see. It was a bad look. I think also if they hadn't played that bad, it maybe would have been okay. But like when you lose it that way, it was just bad. He did take accountability though. So
yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like the Cowboys beat the Cowboys more than the 49ers.
I would say that for sure. You know, they justify my pick. They that talented.
Yeah. It was weird because their offense has so much talent too, and they couldn't do anything.
Happens when your line when you have to rebuild part of it, but a lot of your better players decline a little bit.
I feel like we also could have done a little bit better with Gallup because Wilson did not play his best football.
I mean, yeah, in a close game like that. Your margins, are so small that, yeah, it could have made a difference. I'm just not, to me, that doesn't seem where the difference is. That difference was in the trenches.
Yeah, it wasn't that much, but like.
But I get what you're going there.
Yeah, like the ball that like got out of Wilson because he ducked because of the sun. I don't know. I feel like we could have used Gallup in like some passes like that.
I think on that pass, everybody would have dropped that, bro. I saw that camera angle. I was like, no,
use the blinds.
Yeah, it's okay. Too close to stadium. How about that?
I mean, it wasn't getting picked off, that's for sure. Because if he had caught it, it would have gone for a touchdown. Because everybody would be like, where are you at?
Everybody would have
seen. They're right. They can't see because the sun just blinded them.
That's true. I'll take that back then. But yeah, okay. No. That's a thing. That's just the O-line. I think we should get rid of everybody besides Zach Martin.
Don't they still have the old Collins?
Well, what? I think you try to just build the best you can with it, and try to do the best you can. They'll figure that out in the off season. You know, your head coach and all that stuff. I just want to ask one question though. This is going to be our brief throw a flag. One thing: why did they build the Cowboys Stadium to where the sun shines through in 3:30 games? And I know why. They actually did it because they thought the rest of that land was going to be developed and there'd be other buildings that would cover it. And they also probably wanted like the sun to shine. Like, it's like that hole in the top of the previous stadium they had, Texas Stadium, where it was like, I think they were going to finish the roof, but they didn't finish it all the way. So there's just this hole in the top of it. And it was like, it's so God can watch the Cowboys. It's like, bro, what a chill, bro.
Now God can see through ceilings, fam.
Like, bro, number one, that. Number two, that's why people hate Cowboys fans. Like,
hold up. I'm going to say something real quick. Because, like, I started noticing, as of recent, Cowboy haters have been hella more annoying than Cowboys fans by a good amount.
What I noticed lately is that Cowboy fans, even like they admit that their team is mediocre and bad. And then you have Cowboy haters like hovering on their head, like they know they suck.
Yeah, like you gotta chill at a certain point. Like there's a certain point where you gotta be like, okay,
like bro, chill. Like, the Detroit Lions have been complete trash, but ain't nobody be like, yeah, they fucking say, they're like, damn.
Anybody post about the potential. Arizona Cardinals getting blown out yesterday, and they were the best team in football for the longest time.
I didn't see anybody just
there's not nearly as much. There's not nearly as many memes on them as there should be. And don't get me wrong, they exist, and I'm here for them. But like, yeah, man, like you got a coach who's been doing this. They have a coach that's been doing this little second half collapsing since he was here at Texas Tech. Like, this ain't new to him. This is Cliff Kingsbury. Kyler Murray, the jury's still out. Because honestly, I thought those last 2 weeks of regular season, he kind of did pick it up. So it's, I think, maybe recover from the injury a little more.
I'm not like, drafting him.
Hey, man, I feel that. I understand. I might at some point. I don't know. I might. I want he'll win for me. Yeah, that kind of makes me think of like fantasy football and stuff like that. Because like, how lucky is it really? Because like, and that's why I think we may actually start like a rotisserie fantasy football league, like one of those where it's like a season long thing, and it's like by the categories, and you need a balanced team. Those of y'all that don't know Roto Fantasy Football, we never played either, but it's like you have like 10 categories and you try to be the best in as many categories as possible. So you try to be balanced. Like you don't necessarily want that team that's going to be like the air raid because, yeah, they're going to win all the receiving categories. But then you go to that rushing, they're going to be like last. That would be the team that's like third and everything wins, you know? So you don't want to be like, this ain't no Mike Leach wouldn't know what the hell to do with himself. Like he'd be like, yo, why am I losing every year? But it sounds pretty fun. We're probably going to do that because, man, I'm tired of watching a team score 140 in a row, 2 weeks in a row, score 81, and then only put up like 120 and then put up 190 in the finals and win it all. I'm like, bro.
190? That don't even make sense,
bro. He put up a 190, bro. He put up 190. God, you know what? Win today. The only better performance that happened in that league was that 200 performance that Ramon put up. You know who he did that against? Me. Oh, Jose's frozen.
He's gone on my end.
He's gone. He's completely gone.
Oh, no. He gone.
He just left.
Like,
oh, my God. He gone.
I'm shocked the Wi-Fi is even working today. Like, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wait, what was?
Jose is gone.
Well, usually whenever school starts, Wi-Fi breaks immediately. It happened last semester. And it didn't happen today somehow.
The A&M Wi-Fi just disconnected from the computer.
Oh, yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, it happens.
Just Sometimes it decides it doesn't want. Like, and it's weird because on my laptop, I can't click connect automatically because it won't connect. Like, it'll say failed to connect to the Wi-Fi. So I have to uncheck that box and click connect, and then it'll connect.
That's annoying.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's like me. I can't watch like the Paramount Plus. I was watching Ink Master on there, and after every episode, I have to close the application because it says the network is lost after every episode.
Oh my god. Making it work for the bench.
You know, it just makes me think of like, I got really lucky because, like, I don't know, like, I've always been like, hey, mom, dad, we need that good Wi-Fi. That, like, man. We can be broken sometimes, but we got that Wi-Fi, though. We got that AT&T fiber out here, bro.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Good shit. Also, Sunlink wouldn't come out here because they didn't have enough cables and shit, so we just had to get fiber. And they would have had to, like, rip up the whole thing because when you put in AT&T fiber, which the people before us did, they, like, rip all your other shit out. They're like, no, this our hood now. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, they wild. And I'm like, bro, okay. So, Jose, we're talking about Wi-Fi.
We're talking about Wi-Fi.
So yeah, but they got fiber. We just got the fiber. Really? They're okay. They haven't pissed us off too much.
Really?
They run, like, a million things at once. Probably killing the environment, but.
How about they get in the environment?
That's okay.
Yeah, aren't we all?
You're lucky.
Nah, the big company's doing more, though.
Oh, yeah.
They just tell you, like, hey, bro, you got to save that plastic bag. You know, you got to do the paper bag. It's like, yeah, I get that, but, like, have you like, you know. Like, how about them bigger companies? It's like, oh, don't worry about us. It's like, bro, you're doing most of
it. You're doing most of the damage.
Nobody, you gaslighting, bro. You get this. Oh, that's, God. Like, hard gaslight. Gaslighting is finest. Okay, Jose's gone again. He was there briefly, and now he's gone again.
You know,
should we shit on the Cowboys? Right? No, I'm kidding. I honestly don't have any more Cowboys jokes. I'm good. I kind of want to clown on the Cardinals if anything, man. Like, what was that? They didn't even show up.
I want to talk about the Bengals and Raiders, how they blew that whistle because they thought it was, like, out of bounds.
Oh, that was bad. Yeah, that was the first game, and all the other games are so bad, we kind of forgot. Jose just came back. The Bengals-Raiders, erroneous whistle.
Sean, yeah, the Wi-Fi is breaking. There's too many people in this damn school.
I know.
That school too big.
Oh, for too no busy, reason.
Too many people.
For no reason.
You know, you would think that'd be like what would happen in Lubbock, because, like, Lubbock, we never get traffic jams. We don't, like, pile people on top of each other. We just move farther and farther out. Like,
right.
It may take you, like, you may have to drive like 30 minutes, but it's going to be straight driving. Like, you don't got to stop for nothing, but you may have to go all the way out there to go get something. But it just keeps going bigger and bigger and bigger, bro. No, so you would think that's how tech would be. It's really not.
Well, the thing with. Though. Right. Yeah, the thing with, like, College Station, though, is, like, it's, like, the same size as Midland, maybe a little bit smaller or bigger, but, like, it feels like Dallas because there's so many fucking vehicles, so many lanes and stuff. So, so it's, like, it's small, dresses a big city. So, like, it's just wild.
An imposter. Yeah.
It's an imposter.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was watching a RDC play Among Us. I was watching all of them play Among Us. That was funny.
I love that, dude. I used to watch them all the time.
I finally got back into that. It was funny watching them play Among Us because they had never played it before. And they're out here like, yo. You want them? Mark was like, I've never been the imposter before. He was so bad at it. He was so bad at it the first time. He figured it out, though.
That game was fun, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Among Us was fun. That game was fun. Still playing again sometime. I got it on my Switch.
Yeah,
hey, Wolves.
What?
Since our Super Bowl contenders are finished, this won't add to the thing. But yeah. Should you and me give our new Super Bowl winners?
Yeah, you should.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, I was gonna get there at some point. Yeah. Let's actually start small. Let's go with our divisional round picks. So Sean can win it all right here. So all of his are still perfect. He thinks Bengals beat the Titans, right? And then the Chiefs will beat the Bills. That's going to be a good game, by the way.
That is going to be a good game.
Well, actually, I don't know. All the games have been kind of rough, so maybe not.
Yeah.
Then what was the other ones?
Packers and the 49ers and the Bucks and the Rams.
And the Niners are going to beat the Packers is what you put. Not yes. necessarily what you think, but
well,
what you put.
I kind of see
the Bucks going to beat the Rams.
Yeah, I kind of see where Sean is going, though, because Rodgers is notorious for choking against his hometown team. He's like 0-4 or 0-3.
He sells for him, though. He wants him to go to the Super Bowl.
He's like, oh, yeah, I didn't actually want us to go to the Super Bowl.
Probably pissed the Cowboys lost.
He is, bro. He's like, damn it. But, yeah, no, okay. So you have Niners beating the Packers, the Bucks beating the Rams. Omero's all are still in play. Titans over Bengals, Chiefs over Bills. And then the Packers making the NFC Championship. It got a little screwed up with, you know, the matchups and stuff like that. So, like, in the Bucks Rams, who you got?
Me?
Omero.
Oh, I got the Rams, of course.
Oh, you going Rams. Okay, so we seeing a Packers-Rams NFC Championship. Okay. Jose, who you got? Similar. You think the Titans will beat the Bengals. You think the Bills will beat the Chiefs.
Of course.
You believing in Buffalo and Josh Allen. I'm starting to.
Daddy Allen.
You think the Packers are going to lose, and you think the Rams are going to win their game, although you thought they'd play the Packers, so that kind of got screwed up. So I guess what I would say, because you have the Rams getting in, so I guess they beat the Bucks. Who you got in Packers 49ers? He's struggling. He's struggling. He knows what he wants to say. He knows what he should say.
The 69ers. Just because they have a sexier quarterback. That's it.
Amen, though. I'm a similar situation. Titans over Bengals, Chiefs over Bills. Who'd I have? I got the Packers winning. I think, man, I don't know. I believe in them Bucks, bro. Like, if they just, the Cardinals gave the Rams no pressure. No pressure. The Rams just were able to walk all over them. Once you put up a little bit of pressure, once Stafford feels a little more uncomfortable, I don't know, man. I think that gets interesting. I think
Wise man once said, you can take Stafford out of the Lions, but you can never kick the Lion out of Stafford.
Amen, bro.
It's crazy.
Amen.
He's never won a playoff game.
Until now.
He didn't know. Cardinals are like, we got you.
For real.
Stafford was like, bet. Stafford only threw the ball 17 times.
I feel bad for J.J. Watt because they made him active for that game and they just got obliterated.
Yikes.
That whole Cards team.
He should have gone to the Packers. That was the smartest choice. Or the Steelers to be with his brothers, but just to be with his brothers. Not to win anything.
Yeah, just to have that experience.
Yeah, you know.
Facts, though.
DJ doing pretty good, and they like they can't get nothing done.
what if the Steelers trade for Deshaun Watson?
Oh, that'd
they
be
might
insane.
Actually. They
that
might
would
actually.
Feel a little too fitting.
Right,
successor to
no, again. It'll be hella fitting because Pittsburgh went from a case to a cases.
They did go two cases and now to 22. Yeah, 2 plus 2. Cases. 2 plus 2.
Yeah. Damn.
Big Bang has 2.
But
he kind of got him settled or something like that. I forgot what it was.
But
damn, no charges.
It increased their diversity rating.
True. Yeah, it would. No, Steelers don't really have that type of problem, honestly.
No, but they can improve it.
I don't know if that's really how you need to improve it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Because you know, Big Ben, like, ever since I started watching football, Big Ben has been the Steelers quarterback. So it's going to be kind of weird seeing somebody else, a quarterback for the Steelers, not wear number 7. You know what I mean?
It was already weird seeing like Mason Rudolph having to play some of those
Rudolph
games.
With a lot. I remember this because it happened. Like I remember Mason Rudolph being the quarterback because as soon as you, me, and Sean landed in DC, we saw his head get smashed by a helmet.
Yeah, we did. I was about to say that.
That was crazy. I forgot we saw that.
We opened the door. That's the first thing we saw on the TV, bro.
Yeah. Wasn't it Miles Garrett? What was he thinking, bro?
He was mad.
Somebody said something, bro. It was not good.
Didn't he say something racist?
Supposedly? No, they alleged that Mason Rudolph said something racist.
I believe it. He's got a punch
ball face. Just try to hit somebody for no reason.
He sounded like Jose.
What the hell, man, bro?
He's
trying to crack me, dude.
And Miles Garrett seems cool. He doesn't seem like that type of person.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. That's what was kind of interesting.
I don't know how he survives.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a.
Shoot, I wish Miles Garrett was still playing when I'm here. It would have been crazy to see him, bro.
Oh, that would have been crazy. Insane. I wish y'all were there when Manziel was there. That would be awesome
for you. Manziel, yeah, that was the time.
That's the one you want to see.
Time for Haynes King.
After two redshirt seasons.
Greatest recruiting class of ever.
Yeah, y'all might. I mean, Aiden should be really good, you know?
What if Arch Manning commits to A&M? That'd be crazy.
He's gonna go to Ole Miss or something.
He not.
Yeah, he's not.
Where is he? Is he still expected to go to Ole Miss? Zian said. Wait, hold on.
Wait, is he a senior?
He goes to Clemson. That'd be hilarious.
Texas won't have UT's not gonna have Arch Manning visiting on Junior Day, so that's interesting.
Wait, is he a senior or a junior?
Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I thought he's younger than that.
He's a junior. I don't know.
I thought he was like a sophomore.
Yeah, he's going to be a senior in high school this year.
Oh, okay.
So it seems to be the top schools, according to 247 Sports Composite, Ole Miss, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, and Texas.
He expects to decide on a school this spring. Clemson is probably going to be where he ends up.
Nah, I think he'll go to Ole Miss just because of the Manning family.
All the Mannings go to Ole Miss. Except
besides Payton, he went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
People hated him for it too, and his dad was like, I don't care. I ain't tripping.
What's it called? He's probably the best Manning out of the whole family.
Who, Payne?
Yeah.
Archie may have been like, Archie was low key probably the best college quarterback though. Like, that dude was wild in at Ole Miss. And like, when did he play? Archie Manning? Oh, dude, that dude was crazy. That dude was scrambling before it was like great to scramble. Yeah, in the late 60s, early 70s. Yeah, that dude was crazy, bro. And then he went to the Saints, and they were the Saints used to be a poverty franchise, like the whole time, like bags over their heads, poverty franchise. So, yeah.
Yeah, but then we started putting contracts out for people.
Yeah, y'all actually started paying people, and, yeah. You know.
I mean bounties.
Yeah, for the bounty
hunter. Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, we don't have to think about that one.
We don't have to worry about that. Oh my gosh. Bounty gate, bro.
Yeah, the bounty gate.
Go take this dude out.
Yeah. I feel like the biggest one was like with the Brett Favre.
But then we got maybe. I don't know. I'll have to look at that. We got a few minutes left before Sean will have to go. This has been a fun episode. We haven't done anything useful. So let's, as Jose wanted, new Super Bowl picks, even though like it's just like tried and true. You know, we got to do the new Super Bowl picks. Jose, Sean, you sticking with them Chiefs. Omari, you going to stick with them Packers. All right. Sure. Jose, who you got?
Daddy Stafford needs to get his ring.
So you're going with the LA Rams.
I'm actually going to go for the Rams as my second pick. I just want the Packers or the Rams.
I'm going Chiefs, baby. Let's get a second ring.
Oh, my Kansas God.
City, bro. Let's get Mahomes a second ring.
If the Chiefs win another ring, I'll actually be happy because I'm trying to see this dynasty happen, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to see them. I just want
to
witness
it. It was supposed to be a dynasty for 3 years, bro.
Well, they have Mahomes for 10.
If it actually does get to two Super Bowls in 3 years... Like three Super Bowls in 3 years, two rings in 3 years, that would be legit.
Yeah, that's legit.
That would be legit.
That's fair.
That would be legit. If not, that's a rip.
Bulls just, Bulls just blows Patrick Mahomes because he's from Tech.
So if Mahomes wins this year, right? Let's say he gets like a Super Bowl MVP or whatever. Would that basically solidify him as like a Hall of Famer already?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it honestly would because
that's
like,
crazy
because
he's only like 25.
Yeah, no, he would because people in the Hall of Fame have not achieved as much as he has. You would say the only knock would be the longevity because he's only done this 4 years as a starter now. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you could say that, but essentially, yeah, he would basically be a Hall of Famer.
They're gonna have to rename the Hall of Fame. They're gonna have to rename to like Hall of Brady or something.
The Tom Brady
Hall of Tom
Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Hall of
Tom.
Brady ain't even gonna get in though, because he'll still be playing our kids, bro. He's gonna be 60 out here.
He's going to have a whole other career with it. We thought the Bucks would be like a 2-year deal. Nah, bro, he's just going to go another 20 with them.
He's
going
to be another 2 seasons.
He's going to get 6 rings with the Bucks. He's going to get 6.
Tough.
He's going to be having rings on his toes, bro. He's just going to be like all iced out.
He already does. He has
7.
He got 7.
Yeah, 7. He has 7, bro.
No franchise.
Don't even have 6.
No franchise has more than 6. The Steelers and the Patriots. And you know who the Patriots got all theirs with? Tom Brady.
All in the 21st century.
All in the 21st century.
That's like
wild. I'm living in the 21st century.
Funny, that's crazy. Like the Bills beat the Patriots, bro. That just shows that that's done.
I think for now. Yeah.
Yeah, for now.
Because like, unless Mac Jones becomes much better, unless he really develops into something else, the defense falling apart. I don't really know where that came from. That was kind of odd. It's top 5 defense, but the offense we always had questions about. So Mac Jones can maybe develop into better than a mid quarterback. You could see it come back. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't really know. Hopefully one of these quarterbacks is like the dude, bro. I mean, like,
I hope so, hopefully Trey Lance. I'm just hoping the Bears do something with Justin Fields.
Well, Nagy's out, so they probably will do something.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It just seems like.
Hopefully he's not scarred.
It just makes you realize like how fickle the draft is. Like, it makes you, like, you realize it makes me think, like, Blake Bortles, we talk about the 2014 NFL draft. You know who was number 3 overall? Blake Bortles.
Wasn't he with
the Jaguars?
Yeah, he actually got
to that AFC championship.
But we cannot like sit here with a straight face and say it was all him.
Oh no! Oh no!
No, bro.
No!
Carried that offense.
Shit! Yeah.
Saxonville, baby. That defense was insane. They almost made the Super Bowl.
Oh, because of defense.
Now they're a poverty franchise.
No, they're probably friends.
So fast.
It's crazy. So fast, like I said, hire me, bro. I took him from I lost only once in Madden with them. All Madden difficulty.
All Madden difficulty.
All Madden.
I feel like everybody that plays Madden and does like it's actually good, like plays on All Madden and stuff, everybody's like, bro, hire me. Bro, I swear I can do better.
Like, I all got this. I at least know how to call timeouts. My character doesn't.
Kaepernick can trade him for a first round pick.
Honestly, I feel like if somebody actually gave Kaepernick a shot and he actually did him decent, they'll probably trade him.
I think so.
Like, yeah, but what? Like at this point, he ain't been in the league for like 5-6 years. He's not coming back.
He's done. He's done.
The Saints should have signed him.
Somebody should have, but
they should have.
You know, that was cold.
The Saints should have, though, for real. They really should have.
They should have.
But last minute, I'm thinking like all the Madden, like all the Madden streamers, all that stuff. Like, what happens though when they get in there and they realize the trade logic isn't broken? And they can't just like fix the trades. Like, they gotta. Now, every once in a while, you might get that Bill O'Brien.
I am a very convincing person.
Actually, you are. You might do all right. You actually might do probably. All right because you are.
I traded Clay Thompson for Devin Booker.
They tripping.
NFL. Lucky for the amount of
Brady for Tyreek Hill.
As long as he doesn't involve the Dallas Cowboys, he'll finesse anybody, bro. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. 2 years ago, this is the same dude who in fantasy made me trade Tyreek Hill for Tom Brady.
That was insane.
This is that dude. And I still won, but I got lucky as hell. And actually, I didn't even win the regular season. That was a game where, like, I thought I had it won, and then Tyreek Hill had, like, 30 points in the first quarter or something stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
That game.
That's crazy. That sucks. I blew everybody out the whole regular season just to lose the playoffs.
You put a 0-7 Patriots.
Low key, you weren't even that lucky in that regular season because like everyone was scoring hella against you. Like that game you scored 160 and Ryan beat you with 161.
Oh, yeah, but
off the stat correction.
Yeah, stat correction.
Yeah, that's right.
Three days later.
But it was mostly because of fucking Odell. Because remember he got 0 points that day because it was the day he tore his ACL? Yeah.
But you scored 160. Do you know how many other dudes went off?
Yeah.
Everybody.
And then the NFL realized, oh, my bad. We forgot Washington blocked a field goal. My bad.
No, Patriots. It was Pat's defense.
Maybe Patriots blocked Washington. Okay. And they like, oh, sorry. Ryan, you win.
Here's it's like, bro,
the waiver order already went through. My bad. Imagine if the NFL did that in real games.
That'd be tough. What the NFL needs to do is fix their overtime rules, and they'll be like a great league. that'd be
horrible. Bro, last comment before we go. It's 2:42. The regular season was amazing. And then the postseason came. I hope it gets better.
I do too.
Anyway, that's all we got. Season 2, episode 11, Flags and Fouls. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, NathanBowles.com. We also follow us Twitter, Instagram, and please follow our TikTok at Flags and Fouls. Follow our YouTube channel with highlights, Flags and Fouls, the YouTube channel. And everybody, have a great rest of your day.
And listen to Don FM.
Yeah, sure, we'll give him free advertising. Why not?